In this audiobook, we'll work on helping you develop a close attention to detail, and we'll run through examples of each type of question. As we go through, think back to everything you've learned in your years and years as a student. Take yourself back to those days in your 6th grade English class where you learned how to diagram a sentence. Do you remember that student who was bold enough to ask the teacher, "When are we ever going to need to know this?" Would that bold student happen to have been you? Well, that long-awaited time has come. It's time to dust off that knowledge and highlight the details that will be lurking in the questions that appear on your computer test screen. The quantitative section of the GMAT consists of two very different types of questions: problem solving and data sufficiency. This section will challenge even the math geniuses out there. Genius or not, detailed knowledge of numbers and basic quantitative relationships will go a long way in this section. This means that those of you who let out a sigh of relief when you realized your new cell phone came with a tip calculator are going to uncover a new appreciation of patterns and number theory. Who knows? It might actually turn out to be easier than you think. You could even enjoy it. We'll spend some time dissecting number groups and examine patterns that will be helpful when conquering the quantitative section of the GMAT. You'll want to memorize critical rules that will give you insight into the traps that students often fall into while answering exam questions. And we'll teach you how to think